I was born moving on. Except that being English, I call it moving on. The gerund has a G. But I was born moving on because I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. And by the time I was 8, I'd lived in Kingston, Jamaica twice, Sierra Leone, West Africa once, and Sri Lanka. And then at age 8, I ended up back in England. And my moving on wings were clipped for a while. I stayed in England for a while. And some of you who were here last time will remember that in my early 20s, I took a trip with a group of us down to Greece. There was my younger brother, David, one of my nursing school friends, Jenny, and three of my brother's friends, Graham, Richard, and George, who was the one whose Greek Cypriot, whose language skills came in handy, except for when he tried to sell my friend Jenny and I to the local guys. So anyway, in during that trip to Greece, there were 6 of us, and, you know, 6 people just don't tend to move around together easily, so we split up, just naturally, just happened. My younger brother and my friend Jenny sort of got together. I think they had carnal knowledge, but I'm not sure. Richard and George, it turned out, didn't like sunshine or heat or anything to do with the Greek weather. Why they would spend the summer in Greece and not like the weather, I don't know. But anyway, so they tended to stay in the van and play cards and read and sleep and that sort of thing. They were sort of nocturnal. They'd come out at night. And then Graham and I, we just spent all our time together, and we just really, I'd never met him before this trip, and we just developed a really strong friendship. We did not have carnal knowledge. But, I mean, I could tell sort of in a naive way that the guy was falling a little bit in love with me, but, you know, this was vacation, this was holiday, and I adored him, but when we got back to England, you know, I was always moving on, and I felt that, you know, that this was not the romance for me at this time of my life, but I was very unskilled, and I didn't know how to bring a relationship that had never really even started to an end. So I did what ultimately became my modus operandi for ending difficult relationships. I left the country. Needless to say, I have lived in Canada, Texas, Saudi Arabia. So I went to Canada and then to Hawaii. And anyway, ultimately I ended up in Texas, Houston, and met a wonderful Texan from just outside Corpus Christi, from Kingsville, Texas, and he became my wonderful husband, Jim, and he was moving to San Francisco as an air traffic controller. So we moved to San Francisco Bay Area, and for the 14 years that he was alive, we had a really great relationship. After he had died, I was on my own for a little while, and then I met Ed, my second husband, and Ed and I had a pretty good relationship until after about 12 years, we started, how shall I say this and still keep the slow-leo rule of not being political? We showed up at different tea parties. Mine, you eat scones and cream and drink with your little pinky out. His is a different kind of tea party. Anyway, so we have split up. And all this time, when I was married to Jim, all through this whole time, Graham and I maintained a really close friendship. He's a very good friend of my brother's, so very often when I would go home, I would see him. When I met my first husband, Jim, I, of course, had to take him back to England to introduce him to the fam. And so my younger brother put on this wonderful dinner with all my family and all the friends, which of course meant all the guys from Greece, Richard and George and Jenny and Graham. And my husband Jim and I were standing by the front door greeting people as they came in. And when Graham came in, I said, "Oh, hi Graham, I'd like you to meet my husband Jim." He looked at Jim, grabbed me, dipped me, kissed me, turned around and said, "Hi, Jim, congratulations." So we just have always, and our friendship has just grown and grown and grown. And he did not get married until he was about close to 50. And he met this wonderful German woman. She was really, really wonderful. And sadly, after 8 years of marriage, she died. And this was shortly before my marriage broke up. So after I'd separated from my husband, I went back to England, and he was, you know, still pretty well grieving his husband, but we spent a lot of time together. He knew that I had been through grief, so we had a lot to talk about as far as that went. His wife was German, and he was learning German in honor of her, and I happened to speak German. So we were texting each other and emailing in German. And then I'd, you know, come back here, and then I'd go over there and meet up with him again, just always, you know, spending a lot of time together. And 2 years ago, he came out to visit, and he was here for a little over 2 weeks. And we were both very nervous. I mean, since Greece, we hadn't really spent that much time together. And, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. But we had just the best time. He had never really known much about America. He was kind of anti-American, actually. But he came here, and I picked him up in Santa Maria off the shuttle. And he said, "I've just made my first American friend." Went, "Well done." It was the bus driver who apparently had, you know, told him all about Santa Barbara and everything, and who was just thrilled. He thought he was very friendly, very energetic, and very nice. I said, "Welcome to America." So Graham was here for a couple of weeks, and we just had this amazingly wonderful time. We went skiing and everything else, and then I took him to the airport on the day he left, and he just sent me this wonderful email. And I wondered what was going to happen next. And so every time I go back to England, we still hang out all the time together. And that's as far as it goes. So about 2 weeks ago, I thought, this is crazy. You know, obviously I'm still a little bit in love with this guy, but it's not going anywhere. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I just went, "I'm moving on." So I am. I'm moving on.